going, everybody, and to the Russell Mix podcast at Russell Mix. I welcome back Louis Costa and Mr. Paul, your host today. Paul, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Side of the booth. Nothing too much here in the there.
Nothing.
Good to know. Nothing. But let's run down the show today. It's going to be all about professional last few impact about the world of last week, I guess, technically. Yes, it is. About, of course, talking about, so we'll be talking about the action of NWA TNA.
That's right.
And some more wrestling. A little lockdown, the pay-per-view a couple weeks ago. Hopefully, whenever you listen a little bit to this. And we'll make local California, Northern California, I guess, indie news. And talk about
wrestling.
Quick MMA news, only quick tidbits for it to inform some people. Mother, today, just to let, of course, we'll be talking about World Wrestling Entertainment, the E.
Yes, the
/ Raw and Sport, because today, and not, people want to know what happens to Mark Henry. They want to know spoilers for SmackDown on Friday. So let's first, it is WrestleMix/@hotmail.com. And the Russell Mix, or the email, a space, just search Russell Mix. And we have the music real quick, Paul.
Why, yes, I do. The music in the beginning is played.
Dick, do you want to plug the music? Why not?
Up from San Jose, California. By a band called Fall. You want me to plug their gig now, or?
Plug their gig now and later.
Downtown San Jose, 8:30 at night. And check them out on myspace.com/fallenup. That's FNUP.
One over something.
ALLA. Thursday at Johnny V's in downtown. At 8:30, May 4th, for $5. That's it. Just, you can check out 31 ETH, $5. And on Santa Clara Street, them and a couple other downtown San Jose, California, 95113.
30, this is at?
Yeah, you're damn right. 30.
Is there alcohol at Johnny V's?
Well, you can. Is
it like you're 18 and over?
But I believe it's 18 and over.
Okay.
I believe.
How? I've never been.
But could be wrong. Okay. So that's why I'm. Pretty popular of named Everything Taken. They played there and they got over like supposedly 200 people there. So, in place,
quote unquote. Is this by the?
It's kind of by the
your infamous Portuguese Hall.
It's a little bit
downtown.
Closer to downtown. New Law Victoria.
Okay, I've been out rocking Santa Clara in a while. Is there still no parking down there? Are you know, they end up parking
on the Santa Clara Street.
No parking. Stuff like that, and just migrate down there
somewhere. There's some little parking things here and there. Especially since it's on a Thursday.
There'll downtown there's supposed to
probably some parking
Hispanic or Latino Gordon beer.
Yeah, you just don't
want to
be down there in Mayo.
Park at.
Yeah.
By like Cinco de Mayo. What do you do for we're not actually
writing Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. So we're not really Mayo, which doesn't
Chiggy, so I mean. Oh, we could celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
It's not even celebrated in Mexico. People seem to kind of get together with some friends, but I guess
Cinco de Mayo?
Probably not. I'm probably just and probably
no special plans
for take back some of the alcoholic beverages.
Cinco de Mayo, are you going to have
some Tecate?
So, Corona. Yes.
No Tecate. I don't like Tecate.
I don't like, but what are you going to do? Non-stop action. Don't even like beer that much. Let's move on to the world of
Tony. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
But I want to first talk about, because we haven't talked in a while, is the, out, right, Paul? File about the TNA Ankle with Stephen A. Smith. I don't think you checked everybody. The watch of the ESPN.
Not really.
Well, even that Eastern for ESPN Dose. Quite frankly, it's a talk show with Steve, the columnist for the two. Philadelphia local paper with ESPN. A. Smith, he's for sports. And he has his own show. It's like a talk sports and stuff like that. The first impact on that, and he had the TNA members the day, I believe, talk show for an hour, about before their Thursday.
Okay.
And it was on segments. They had the, like a talk with one and then another talk. They had two. Nick Bockwin. The first talk panel had Mike Jeff Jarrett panel looking well, like he always does.
Of course.
And Stephen A. Smith watched. And the one thing I noticed, I don't think it's a lot of the wrestling reason, but he tried to, like, get TNA out, and nobody can talk about people should watch them. Give him a great answer. Why? It was like, you know, Smith had to even say, I'm good, like, a good answer. But, like, Stephen, what makes you different than WWE? And none of them, he kept, you know, oh, so you mean more talk and less action. You know, that's what it is, but, you know.
It was kind of a
yeah, actually, this action. And Jeff's like, yeah.
With whatever the guy said.
You know, less talk and more. Because like, he was just, like, saying, you know, oh, we have Hill, we have an, you know, Eva Mountain Man, size of steel, a ring, and all this bullshit. Whole show for gives a fuck about all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's cool to hack down with. I mean, talk about. Oh, we have locked cages. I mean, the vice president. You know, the average person don't give a crap about any of that stuff. You know. I mean, where he's like slapping his guy, like, himself over too much. Yeah, steroid question. Yeah, it wasn't popped up, and it didn't seem like. No, he was cool. I said, like, went to end the show. Controversial.
He like.
The oh, okay, like he that. Wasn't like the Vince McMahon on Real Sports, people's notes out of their hand. But I mean, like Jeff Jarrett, like, because, you know, they actually said Jeff Jarrett was like whatever he is with stuff.
Okay.
And he didn't really give him, like, no, they really didn't put the, don't care too much, you know what I mean?
Whatever.
Who cares? So, the only, at least John was a good point where he said he'd run shows, but I tend, like, 4 or 5 times, you know, a month for other independent, it's not like they didn't, a lot of these guys work, it wouldn't be really that fair, you know what I mean, where they rust motion, so, you know, 3 days a weekend, a week, 2 days wasn't very, 3 days a week, 4 days, they'll take it to Japan, so, you know, it makes sense. Case by case, though, I mean, some people go to case. So they had another TNA work down a month. They probably had 40 minutes of an hour show at Monty Brown.
Totally.
They had Jeff Gata. They're on a national floor. Greg the Hammer Valentine. They had to get like one. Yeah, the most charismatic that like they thought people would know. And
Greg.
It's also a guy of the bunch.
Yeah.
Hammer Valentine in the WWE. Could not.
He's melting off of his skin.
Yeah. He looked at.
And faster paced,
of course. She goes, life. Yes, but do he watch TNA? And I mostly watch the Gone type of ring. But you know, I'm a WWE to have that WWE guy, and I watch the WWE, and he said Ram was wrestling full time. You know, I believe the greatest wrestling when I'm WWE going on. He's like he back in the 80s.
Oh yeah,
it's like
oh great.
And but you know, the main thing to take away from it was from ESPN, and they, I don't think they say, you know, could not put themselves over. Couldn't, you know, we have better strategy, new viewers. Guys like Samoa Joe and Chris Delaney. Yeah, so, like, Greg Daniels and...
They've just gone there and been like, we have to look like his face is wrestling. More wrestling moves than you'll see in any... In a whole WWE, it's like,
They won't...
In any match, say, like, chance and see...
It's hard.
That's all they should have said. Something like, well, from what it's
because you're trying to get like
sounds like just kind of fumbling over their words.
Fumbling,
yes.
But like
pay per view in one single.
They never really got to any point. Like Jeff had talked about, you know, everything. You know, we have Hill, we got an octagon ring. We have
if you want to continue watching
and Ultimate X matches, and it's just like, well, you know,
give one pay per view.
Describe a lot of stuff. Seen it before.
Yeah. That. Instead of just
all the stuff you never
see it.
You're trying to get the average view in their mind, Tony, but which they imagine an Ultimate X match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They sort of operate, you know what I mean? They can't, you know, so, I don't know.
A chance to be catching, like, a briefcase X is not doing.
No. But, I don't know. So let's
something, because that giant...
Packs leading last few impacts, I believe. Quickly talk about the notes here. What do you think about the first up to lockdown? Since you think...
Really just record...
In a general, so it'll make you want to buy the pay-per-view?
You know, one...
Question these two impacts.
The pay-per-view, not grab viewers, they will not make it, and they are like any other... These will not impact... For every single time we do an impact recap, because it's always the silliest.
Other weeks?
Yeah.
Same. It's better, like, some of them are better weeks than others. Some of them, like, yeah. I mean, they actually, like, maybe get a few things out of it, like, you know, this and this.
Something you want to put on.
Like, oh, I remember. So, like, the first one.
You know, X.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Crap out of.
And Christopher Daniels for the X title. That was a good match.
Yeah, see, that's there to show off, you know. Yeah.
And that's just,
instead of. What they normally do, which is like, hey, we have a...
It's been a little bit better.
...division champion and a random guy that is just going to be against some...
Yeah, I mean, they
nobody
all,
cares.
That first impact was... Had the... they got a decent rating.
I remember, like, the first... Like, see that? You're going to go... Like, a couple impacts. It was just like Monty Brown was in each beating random people. Better.
Yes, that's right.
And it was like...
Nothing to get out.
If you're like, oh, I want to... Chase. Watching this at home here.
And you watch matches...
okay. Well, it's a big deal.
I don't know. I wasn't... Like, ease of that. You knew... Squashes are okay sometimes, but back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They're creeping them now, too.
It's just like every week. It was like...
They don't do that anymore. In the first show...
You know, hey...
James, or Team 3D, that's not bad. So, how'd you like Sting's Ron debut? And Sting AMW in his first, I think, singles contest, I believe.
Sting won. Just like... a lot of young guys, I guess.
Yes.
He's not bad, like... So, that's wrong. He's not get sick of watching him, at least. Good. Or else, you know... I don't know Batista. I will always compare Batista to everyone.
Batista's not that bad.
He uses 4 moves.
But a lot of guys use 4 moves. Batista's not horrible. The impacts are bad. Yeah. I mean, you can't compare to Batista's Nitsky.
Yeah.
Like a jeans.
For example. Anytime
something. Matches, but you.
It's always, Well, Gene Snitz. What? Those... Mark Henry.
Mark Henry had his match. Have you seen Spike Dudley? You see his matches from this year? It's been getting better, though.
Hell no.
They've been...
many people as possible.
Now, he should be at least in ref buff for 10 years. Right now, he's decent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Squash. But, like, at least seems like have
a new little clue.
Who's but, I mean, second week, Team USA, back before, or the last Impact before lockdown. Team Canada versus, okay, they don't have the,
amazing.
I don't
know. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, it was, I don't know. It wasn't bad, but I don't
lead up to the paper
thing. It made me want to, it wasn't what you call a good or pay-per-view Impact, but.
Yeah.
Go home before.
They try to fit. As
hours are technically like better. I mean, he's been.
Look like.
Yeah, every Impact, it's like 43 minutes.
Into one Impact.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's always have Runson.
Yeah, and then like.
Decent.
Like, in this, there's no singles matches in this one, is there?
See, that's what they're trying to fit every. Yeah, another six. No, but then a six man and a six. Man, yeah.
Well, okay, yeah.
And a six man.
They're all six man.
I don't mind having six man.
I'm gonna talk crap.
Half of me.
Yeah.
They can't be.
A WWE wrestler.
Six man matches would be 7 minutes. Because it's so many time.
The only time is the X Division.
Guys in there so many.
Six man matches is either when they're like huge, like, you know, upset a 0.0 group of guys against a group. Just like, let's show.
I mean.
Yeah.
I think.
Be like, dude, did you see that fest? Because, you know, that kind of thing, a lot of guys actually want to attract viewers. Let's see. Like, that crazy crap that happened. It's like, wow.
Like six man tags where it's just, I don't know, it's just.
I don't
like, because the wrestling has so many commercials. Match. Oh yeah,
like I didn't mind the first one, which actually isn't a 4 versus 4.
Can't
see like six men. Isn't that a?
It was an 8-man tag.
Yeah, okay, that was 8-man. That one.
Yeah.
The second one.
That's like more the diamonds in the rough were more of the. So I mean.
Exactly. Right.
I'm gonna say UFC's.
Like that's the one. That's the kind I don't like because. Like,
no,
if it,
oh,
who cares?
0.3, but I think, if they're going to have a squash match, it needs to be a... I mean, he should not be... can't be the squash competitive match. You can't have 9 any main event minutes and just, you know, it's like, well, AJ Styles should be the... oh, the lead in David Young.
Yeah, like, why is David Young even doing... who cares? Anything.
Pecs, they're all right. Well, the ratings going into those Impacts, the first Impact on Thursday got up 0.8, so that's not 0.0, I believe. And that's right.
Am I right? Down. I think you said... is it a 1.08?
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
Okay, yeah.
0.8, they'll be jumping up. But the last one, if right, I said a one...
for a second, I might be like, build-ups. I thought I fade, and I was like, oh, dear Lord. I was about to go...
leaving right after the first
one. Wait a minute.
The way Lex Luger every week, it's going to drop to a 0.08. I only captured a lot of audio talk about that. 1 point...
really? And it was just like...
0.08, I guess, if you will. And I need to be...
oh,
no.
Jesus.
Wrong. Well, maybe it is, but they got... tonight's starting up...
it was a 1...
something, something. Crap out of,
you know,
the Unleashed. Yeah. Team is Unleashed, I think.
Oh, really?
I think it was a 1 point. No, oh, I think really? The... I don't remember.
Yeah, that means, like, the first...
but the following week, they lost some viewers. It was a 0.94. And that's pretty...
I don't know. It was kind
of
just like...
bad, because I know UFC got a 1.85. Last segment of the year, and the first segment, and I think the... was a 2.2 of the fight. And it was a 1.2. They lost a whole first, you know,
it's like doing commercials for
full rating points.
That's
a match.
Good.
It never peaked after like that.
No.
And like to a 0.9, a 0.8 or so. So last week,
watching the UFC show either. Are they during the UFC thing?
A
like,
few.
Are they going like up next, you know?
You know, it's not like a few. It's not focused, but they do a few.
Okay, then.
Too bad TNA's after Ultimate Fighter. I think you still want to watch. King shares like. I mean, when the whole. I mean, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Not so good. Now, if we lockdown from
April
21st from Orlando, Florida, what was your lockdown, Paul? But let's move on to opening thoughts about the lab on those matches.
Either again,
nothing blow away match. What pay per view? Too. I mean, every match was good on the pay per view.
Yeah, there
nothing
wasn't any like crazy mistakes.
Tanaka, Black Tie. No,
what about that when that match comes up?
So let's move on to the first few of the.
I think it's the lead.
X Cup or whatever they're calling it. International X Cup. And Minoru after UFC. You're going to Goto.
But we'll talk.
Defeated Sanjay Judd, Jay Lethal, and good match. Matchup.
Yeah.
Alex Shelley. Can't ask for anything more than an opening.
It's good.
Solid, great.
High spots and some actually pretty good wrestling in
every match. So
and it was good.
Much more of a. I'm excited. And I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I catch only a
little filler.
That was maybe one. Because I see more, maybe 3 or 4 a year for Noah, and maybe like one New Japan award. So, it's really the Noah All Japan a year of that.
It's so much. It's like darker than.
The next match we have Ishii, the man formerly known as Christopher Daniels.
No key.
How'd you like Mr. Yu?
Yeah, it was good.
10 times. Since she's
low-key back. I like it.
Yeah, a solid matchup. Or if it thought it was also, I mean, people were more expecting like a blowaway match because, you know, low-key and Christopher Daniels going to.
Yeah, but like, you know, for this, like, especially when it's only like the second match.
Exactly.
No, they're going to face them over the indie, like, 5-star match because they've had tons of these, like, over the past, like an incredible. But, you know, they're going to have a blowaway match soon enough. Just, you know that they're. Once he, right when he comes in, maybe not the best time to just, like, it's a really good match. No.
Didn't use a lot of, like.
Well, that's up to that.
Yeah, exactly. KG jerk.
All these other matches have to live.
Either, but that's good because they're saving it up for the later matches. It was just like a good
single match, then yeah,
12-minute match or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, there's blood and everything.
Yeah, they already got a still solid. You know, I think it's every match. It's already repetitive enough. They don't need. I know. Contest.
Of the highest box.
He had the arm wrestling between. The only bullet bomb defeating Conan. Do you like the arm wrestling in a steel cage?
A little. Whatever. I mean, to put in the middle, but Jesus, I mean. Barb Armstrong more tan than his chills. Yes. It's ridiculous.
Then the following week.
Conan.
Yeah, well, he can. Here is Sin of like.
Yeah.
Like, I think my Tanay said he has boot while the ex still fishing guys.
Yeah, that's
so.
Right.
Who knows? I mean, okay, I mean, he cuts a bullet Barb Armstrong. Bullet Bob's a cutting promo. He's an old school guy, but I don't know. He's very regionalized. I doubt people out in his low key, but, you know, outside of that, I don't think people know who, you know, Conan Law. So, I don't know. And I just, like, of course, like the Everest, and everyone had to get whims.
Yeah. This good. I mean, it's good.
Access to this, you know, pay-per-view.
Okay.
But also, you know, the LAO is, like, good.
It's of the word X.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was the point of whipping, you know, Homicide?
Clever you.
Hernandez. You know
that was.
Hostile Fernandez. I don't know. Now we have, well, you talk about this next match, Paul, because I know this is one of your favorite.
Helix Skipper.
Oh, what?
Escape seems to be their number one. Yes, it's the.
Got whipped. I don't think they and.
Chris Sabin. Just Petey Williams. Puma.
So now,
the blonde shark boy. Chris Sabin. You know, Chase Stevens and one of their, well, and you have to escape.
You and feud. Okay.
Pins and everything are okay. And then at the
last two people.
I'm going to make sure I don't get this reversed. Okay. And that was, the last two were Chris Sabin and Petey Williams. Okay. There was.
Yeah.
Okay. Overall.
Yeah,
One specific good massive moment.
Yeah, I know that's why I gave it to you.
Where I did. I love Stevens.
We know that motherfucker.
Are you? Oh, who cares? If you've listened to the past podcasts, you know that we have always been like, "Who's which?" You
know? Now,
yeah, which natural? But this time we know
motherfucker
today.
And that's Chase.
Damn right. Get it on his face. And Don West is my favorite announcer. Only for that. Only for the honest response of he just lands. There was shit on his face. Beautiful. I mean, Chase, 4 people in the ring at the time?
Yeah.
And
if not,
he did. His arm was all.
More, maybe 5.
Yeah. Beautiful looking shooting star, too. Perfect.
Even a match. Like, yeah, mid-card in.
Yeah. Star. Top of the cage. I'm like, and managed to go through every single. I mean, went in between. I don't know.
I don't think that's his fault, though.
That's not his fault. He just jumped. But for some reason, he's a person. What he's supposed to do. And then he got, like, Skipper and someone else's arm. Like, that's what he landed on. And everyone really, like, said, yeah, well, he got hurt pretty
bad. Yeah, I don't think that bad. I mean, obviously probably.
I mean, it probably knocked the wind out of him.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not injured.
But, you know, that he
lights of the night. I don't.
Yeah, he's not in. The fuck just happened.
Yeah.
Definitely went back there going,
what's gonna do?
Yeah.
Next match was the X of the Champion, Samoa Joe. I think 8 minutes. Title match, Boo.
Yes.
Pretty quick match. I know it was less than 9 minutes. Yeah. Maybe without defeating shorter than that. But not a bad match for 8-9 minutes. Yeah. Better than that, so.
Broken.
Yeah, it was broke. Last match before leaving the company, he was going to the WWE. He hasn't signed. I don't know, TNA. He, you know, I know pretty much. Yeah. Well known as last. I mean, it was a yeah, but it was. I think it wasn't like 5 stars or nothing, but a solid, you know, off the top of the cage.
Did him well. Boo. The typical Sabu spots. Yeah. Well, as he always does. He did, you know. His.
Now, what about, talk about the team, not before. Not cheap. Did you catch up Team Canada and,
3D was interviewed.
Promo before.
Is that one team match? Purely. Oh, yeah.
During the
they had a nice little shot at WWE.
Yes.
That's like one thing is match. And every time they get some money, I mean, like, more into WWE.
For no reason. It wasn't like, you know.
Yeah, whatever. But they would just stick a little in there and,
that face paint.
Yeah. Brother would go back and work. I'd rather that company up. I'd rather, you know.
Before the match, but before.
Have to hear the Canadian anthem. Yvonne was like,
yes.
Then what? Are you serious? You know, and he's all, nah, man, I'm just ribbing you. Ah, LOL. You know, it's funny, I guess, but.
I don't know.
I'm in Connecticut, jab. And it was like, okay, just like. Like, it didn't flow well. Like, you know, forced little.
He would go, I don't think he
would. Oh, it would just seem like. Whatever.
So good. What do I think, like. What do you think about Team Canada? I mean, do you think they should be still together? I don't know. Like, yeah, not far. You know. Canada that much?
Run in.
Sense. Do you like Team really do we do not much. Like Canada? But I mean, in general. Just in the general. Check it out while I'm tired. Shoot interview. We'll be together or.
You know.
Storm us.
It's kind of hard for them to, you know, be so national. Jeff Jarrett. You know, they got other people list and yet hang out with. And then, and then, well, in their group that he's from Tennessee, hang out with too. I mean, like Alex Shelley, who's American.
Yeah.
Two people. It's like, if anything, like, there's got to be in Canada, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
The starter class, fucking Storm.
He's trying to sign a bunch of.
And that's who you have lead Team Canada.
Well, he might go to. I mean,
yeah. Bring back Lance.
KW, who knows? People, so. I don't know. I don't think.
Kind of forced. And,
well, but
I don't think so.
Another, I mean.
Yeah. Plus, he's training people now, so.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Time, it's like.
So.
Which costs grip.
How much does a school up in Calgary cost?
It's, oh, God, I looked it up, actually, because I was curious.
I thought it was set up recently?
Yeah.
Anthem.
Yeah, we could actually check it out right now on the computer. They're all right, but, like,
sure, I think
imagine.
It's
I mean,
about the NWA World Heavyweight title.
Yes.
And it was a match we have, defeating the Abyss. Yeah. Pretty good match. Like, I thought Christian better, probably the best match Christian's ever. I was really, okay.
So that's
excited. I thought this was, hopefully, this is his, coming out. Hope you got the.
Yeah. Okay, basically, the starter class, the advanced class.
Oh.
The starter, and then the class is $3,000.
I had in TNA.
If that's if you pay in advance. Super. Dollars.
Yikes.
Then, there's the advanced classes. And pretty good, doesn't
it? Doesn't
cost $50, I think. I think
that's not too
cost, $150.
Hmm.
He doesn't, you know what I mean, but legitimate big man, I don't know.
Well, compared to, there's a lot more money than 3,000, but.
That is true.
Yes. I said beginner's class in a couple months.
Something like that. It's probably hardcore, because Lance.
That's a short time.
Hardcore, man. but that proves, if he's like, he's hard. He likes commentaries. He's like, I don't need anything with this. I don't need anything. He's very disciplined. But
who knows? I don't
know. I guess would be a good word.
Well, that's good. I mean, good for him. Always topped himself and people, brother.
It's not, especially while training.
Yes. He's in Canada. You think he's just excited or anything like that?
Yeah, exactly.
But Christian, I like this match. Yeah, they probably set up for. But yeah, like I said, rematch. But, you know, I think this match was good.
Yeah.
Probably the best match, I believe.
Yeah, and Abyss, you know, Survivor, so I was the new Jack.
For the night.
A good big man. Like, when I first started watching.
Talking to Kevin Kelly.
That's when he first showed up, and, you know, he was hiding in. What was it, like?
Yeah, he was always like Kid Kat.
Ugh. Like, and then I saw him. I was always like, fucking monster that no one's going to give a crap about. And I went, another freak. Holy crap. The guy actually does stuff. He works well. Does move. Just clumsily go around the ring. He's actually here. And then there. Wow.
Yeah, it's Puerto Rico. I
know, it's.
Someone. Yeah, some sports. It was good.
So he's like a main eventer. It's
all. You also even saw.
Which is rare. Like, good. And he does it.
Facts. And then some.
Like, he's just full of thumbtacks.
No, twice.
A shooter.
But one time some more. Because
he need to take a thing.
No.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't need to do that. But it just goes
that's
to show.
Every single time.
He does.
They feel the need to top themselves. As everybody in that. Oh, with being in Orlando. Building a scene.
Yeah,
everything.
You see the same people in the crowd a lot.
Yeah, so they feel the need to. And they can't. You know what I mean? This is not a lot of discipline.
Yeah. And then, and you know, that's just why.
Yeah.
If you're Abyss, we'll go.
He will.
For.
Do you know where that's from?
The extra mile.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
But what the smile? Enhancements, brother.
Oh, I never watched that.
Oh, man. That body television.
Acting like TNA.
That's great.
The funniest.
Think about this thing about New Jack. But Teddy Hart. Because New Jack's great because he just clowns on everything. Like, red. Did you?
Buddy. Yeah. Segway here.
Segway. But what not? But not like us. And New Jack wasn't going to bring it up. So, I think this was the voice of wrestling. I saw that show. I watched a promo, but it was like a show. It's like a radio show. It was in a long New Jack. Every other month or so. And they're drinking during the show. It's like right before Rock, allegedly. Once or twice, you know, drinking beers.
Bridges in the back.
Yeah. Former WWE announcer.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Later on. Which I thought. I think the guy's from the South. I don't think he's from the West Coast.
Dude.
So I'll call him up and see. He was talking to Kevin Kelly. He wanted to...
Oh, no.
And he said, you know, Kevin Kelly. What do you think? I want to call and play a joke on him. But a
friend for like 3 years.
No, not a joke on someone like this. Like, you're going to have New Jack on listeners or drunk. you want to call him the N-word? Hey.
Oh, wow.
I'm headed to Kevin Kelly, like, you know, I want to call him the N-word. And
oh,
wow. I'm not going to even say it happens. Like, dude, this guy's nuts. Because, you know, we live in the Bay Area. We live by Oakland.
Yeah.
Anywhere over there. Maybe.
I got my head.
I know it's two people that went to my high killed in Oakland.
Hose down.
I know.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say it. He just jumped him at this. You know, he brought
one of his friends who was black and said it to him. Yeah. And he got knocked out. He got punched, knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was his first.
Yeah. Joke on. I mean, that's so. I guess he called, like, I'm on the line, like, afterwards he talked to Kevin Kelly. And Kevin Kelly's like,
playing around with
him. No, no, you shouldn't mess with New Jack.
Uh-huh.
Marshall, and he called him, gonna get, and then I guess he went to come out, New Jack just hung up.
Yeah,
the listeners, da-da-da, I want to call you this. Da-da-da.
And he was doing,
called New Jack back on the air after the Jack just said, Marshall, and you know, with this guy, da-da-da, he's damn retarded, drinking already. Talked about it. Like,
uh-huh.
And I go, like, 2 minutes, and it was great. Oh, yeah.
So did he actually call him it, or?
No, no, because what happened was he told Kevin Kelly, oh, you know, and he actually said,
Oh, wow. That's even worse.
Yeah. So on air, do you want to, you know, help New Jack and say, oh, you know, I'm going to play this skit. He's on probation, right? Don't do it. So he read hard, but I don't know. He called him off air and asked him beforehand.
Oh, yeah, at least he did.
Bischoff.
Own.
But, you know, New Jack was like, I swear I don't.
Because.
Give my people my number, cause crazy motherfucker. No.
Yeah, just
a little segment with segue. Like you or you.
Yeah.
But that's on the face. Other segments. Talk about the searching during lockdown. Like, not going in, he didn't care.
Yeah, it was completely different.
Christy Hemme debuted and gave a paper to Don West.
On killings, who now?
DOA, whatever. Mm-hmm. Larry's a bop. Esco was all mad, then they reinstated. Dun. I guess he told, you know.
Guess what?
Raven.
He looks not the best condition.
Starts to
in the world.
I know. Like, every time Raven shows up, looks
off of
TNA, he looked better. And then, like he came in, he was, oh, you know, these guys are out of shape, blah, blah. But then I found out he actually has a problem.
Thyroid.
Okay, that's basically what happened.
Anything.
So, you know, hey, can't blame the guy. But then he got thin, he got in shape, you know, for Raven. He was actually doing all right, pretty good. And then he left again, came back, and looks bad again.
What the hell's wrong? Defeat. But I don't know why they've
like. I watched the Raven before.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
And that was a really good one.
Yeah, he does a good one. So looking for a new DOA. Who do you think they're going to get for this new DOA?
Someone well known.
But I guess well known for you?
No.
What, Larry Zbyszko? No.
Well known.
I mean, like, you know, he called now. So I would hope, you know, maybe gets fired this summer. Maybe he'll call you that. Maybe they bring in love. He'd be great for that position. At least that was okay. At least Antonia, that's who I want. I want Eric.
Yeah.
I know his condition.
Yeah.
Eric runs out, I think, in the summertime, because that's when he got with the WWE.
He totally should, because people,
yeah.
I knew the spoiler. Who had to run WCW?
I'm not even saying putting him in charge. I mean, just be the GM, or, well, that'll be nice. Have him as a figurehead, like he did in WWE, and be away, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, just better than Sebastian, sure, he's pissed. Calling promos, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they did a shadow, and he can cut good on him.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Basically, things are going to be different now.
Reinstated Raven.
Oh, and they made it different for about a minute. And they basically went,
they just
fired him. They were like, hey.
For a new DOA. Yeah, I'm sure he.
How
yeah.
He runs WWE.
But
yeah,
they just fucked with him constantly.
Because you've heard, you know, Vince McMahon is. Wrestlers talk about it before. Like, it's a mom and pop fucking shop.
Yeah.
You cross him.
Dump truck.
You're on his shit list forever.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
just the way it is.
T-Bag getting thrown into
that.
He got fired on.
Yeah. That.
Yeah, good opening promo.
That's a thyroid there. Problem.
Well, if he does.
Yeah.
I just hope so. I haven't heard anything about it. Warriors versus Jarrett's lockdown. Sting's War Army.
Yeah.
An event. Lethal Sting. AJ Styles. Rhino. And the Truth. Wrong kill.
Twice.
They put F. Jarrett. Scott. What do you like?
But, you know, there's.
Steiner and AMW.
It's good. Good main event. There's some showcase.
You like the match? It was okay.
The best part about it is they're showcasing some familiar guys and new guys. As much as Sting. They're not, like, not the greatest, you know, wrestlers in the world.
They're pretty good as a tag.
You know, America's Most Wanted a
team.
I mean, that's what I mean. They're good as a tag team, though. They're
yeah.
So incredible, but they're
no,
solid.
No, but.
So, but that's what's good is you're legitimate, like, you. So, if you, so let's say you're a guy.
Yeah. This is, like.
Look at them. They're legitimate. You know, and they seem to or something like that.
Yeah.
So, two viewers are watching the people, like an Acolyte review. You see the main event. You're seeing familiar guys you've seen before, like Sting and Rhino. And then, if you remember.
And talking about the new.
Well, sort of. But
oh, I saw.
If you're seeing, like, he actually.
Look, yeah.
Like, different something in this company.
Yeah, yeah. He's not just a tough guy. And he fought Rhino.
And then you're seeing, you know, AJ Styles for the first time. He's pulling off some incredible moves. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then.
It's the same.
Yeah,
idea.
But I mean.
I'm not sure if the.
The other end, you're watching Jeff Jarrett and Scott Steiner, guys that you've seen before. And then you see this with them, and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, so that.
A new tag team, you know. they mean something too. So good showcase of old and new in what in a single main event, which is good. Old guys.
Thursday pay per view. Good pay. I mean, it wasn't bad. Like I said, overall review, at least. Yeah. Maybe check out a replay if not.
Rather than just having
nationwide. So yeah. At least last week's in. Don't remember.
Excellent.
So let's move on to the act real quick.
Okay.
Did you check this out? But always some.
I did not.
Did not check it out.
But I believe. Look at it and they'll see it from Realtors before.
Oh, yeah. Fourth take on this.
Oh, type of tag team.
So, yes. Yeah. We had technical difficulties last week's. Real NWA title. So, the ending. So, briefly talk about that for a promo. That we had Abyssco.
We did.
Promo challenging everybody, saying he's a.
And he actually means.
Lockdown. He stole the belt and nine. Yes. The law is 9/10 possession. Yeah. And blackout. Or some bull crap. And Bobby Roode ran in for some reason. Yes. Made Rhino lose.
Because he's part of Team Canada. And
I guess.
His two run in.
But off the top of the cage. Like, I mean, out of nowhere. Okay. I mean, really worth jumping. If they want to start a feud with Rhino and Bobby Roode, just do something. Yeah. Run-in doesn't start a feud. I ran during your match. You know, sorry.
That's it. That's just copy and paste.
I mean, even for like a title. It's good if no one. There's just like not, you know, I want to be world champion. It was just, oh, I'm just feud.
Basically.
And then Christian came out and, you know, what is it? Tolk sacrificed to a Carnage or Found Abyss at
Full Metal Mayhem.
Full Metal Mayhem.
With tables, like they told him before. And
yes, exactly. It's the last locked.
Pain.
I mean, they build it night down and they're still building clay, so.
Good. Hopefully we're going to see some, you know, TLC at the same time. Type maneuvers like he did in WWE.
Yeah, I think.
You know, it's
actually. If they can just use it or just pinfall. I think it's just pinfall.
We'll see.
I'm not sure.
I guess.
But it wasn't for a title, so. Sure. I know they had one of these matches, but I was going to say something about that. Sure, check out the DVD. 18th or something like that. So it's going to be at Sacrifice.
Yes.
May 4th. That's next pay-per-view at, on Monday. I don't know why that paper. I know the DVD's going for you on Mother's Day or Father's Day.
I don't know.
I don't think it's solid from April 27th. That's not a year they always have it. Say something else about Christian.
The idea was just like.
And I totally don't remember right now.
Oh,
yeah. Review. I forgot to say the number. Then, why did you do a splash off the top? I had Chase Stevens. It was okay. It's like they're already a shooting star. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's their job.
They're so uncricket. It's almost did it, but you know, or something. It's not like.
You know, it's probably just like, you know, Chris.
Yeah. On the
you know what? I got to do something in the map memorable for me.
Oh, that was good because he was,
you know.
Yeah, I guess. But
kind of like, you know, when Elix Skipper did the Hurricane Rana to make it a little running on the cage.
Main event.
Yeah. And said, like, they told him he's. And then they did it. Ladders, chairs, do anything too crazy out there. And they said that everyone in the band, they were like, yeah, Jack was just like cringing watching the thing because he almost slipped.
But it wasn't like, what a crazy concept. Somebody else in that pay per view jumped off that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their job. I remember they even
had a one cage match on a main event nowadays.
Yeah. Seriously.
So let's move on. We hang to a promo. They challenge Sting tag team match. Steiner cut up Sting.
Scott D'Amore and Pete.
They had Sanjay Dutt and Alex Shelley defeating Team Japan and Goto.
When he was going against.
Good solid match, you know. Good match. To pick his partner. Typical off, you know.
Pretty Williams came out during
Manu tonight.
Because they're Team Canada. And then.
And then he's done every show.
He's going to decide that actually Samoa Joe is supposed to be their job as Team Canada.
To just interfere in tag team?
That is their name for now. Team Interference.
So Styles, for some reason now they're at Daniels. How come they have so many guys and they're just tag team contenders?
Team
everybody.
Interference.
Can they like build up.
Okay, Daniels was kind of like Samoa Joe match because. Oh, you know, now Daniels is like a heel. Magically, Samoa Joe.
No, they're the only cage match.
Or, I mean, we're just face the heel at one point, but then he was face again.
And yeah, that's totally
cool. Now Daniels, and was like, after supposed to be a heel.
Now it's Scott Stein, guy in WCW.
He turned face, but then match. Heel matches, and it seemed like more of a heel. Because low-key's, it was just like, face. Oh,
yeah.
Daniels was like, what? You know,
right.
So he did the classic. He came out,
you're
and
right.
Daniels like, out of nowhere. You know, and then like, and then now he's team there. Prize opponent. Like,
I don't know.
Oh, you know. Okay.
But they challenged them to be a decent match. But, you know, they challenged them to a match from there.
Yeah.
On JMW. But the last 3 months, they even appeared again. Who cares?
Just go away. It was funny the first time. And
yeah,
then apparently.
No.
Well, yeah, you know, because it didn't get old.
Last year, and Samoa Joe defeated Jay Lethal. Can't get it too. As Joe K match, I just. It's a show short. But they had was walking out, much stuff, you know. Steiner and Jarrett walked in, and Joe had a stare down at Steiner. with Joe shadowing. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Sting and Jarrett.
Excellent.
Jarrett and Steiner came out, and then Sting came out for comedy. Sting of the mysterious money in WCW. Because when I, you know, can actually draw some money, he talks so much. Sting, who in...
Yeah.
So Sting came out, and he's like, well, let's pool. Old. Hey, let's make it deep. You want to have him as a game show host.
See, because now he's
Sting.
And the crow Sting.
he should just either be, you know, the beach blonde, like, the crow Sting, and don't talk.
Yeah.
Talk. You can't do both.
Which is, he'd be scary, you know. He'd be scary Sting or happy emo Sting.
Like, only rarely
Sting. You can't happy until you're pissed, and then all of a sudden.
I don't even think Sting know what emo is.
Yeah. for poor sad.
Yeah.
It's kind of new. You know, like if Kane came in, happy-go-lucky Kane, and then at the end of the match started freaking out, like that would.
Yeah. Only, well, he said, well, Jeff,
didn't make any sense.
So Sting, you know, let's play a deal.
Why they bought him a shtick of, you know.
You can pick, you know, rampway number one, ramp have Jarrett and Steiner, my opponent. Jarrett said, I don't want to pick any rampway. Put a rampway in one of them with there or there. And it's Bagwell, who looked okay. Not great, but he looked bad. I mean, you know. And Lex Luger, and he looked, I mean, he looked really skinny. He looked good. Like, I thought,
many pills.
He looks so. I mean, he just. I mean, he didn't look like sick. How much weight? Just look kind of sick or something. I mean, like he lost so much older and so skinny now. Like unhealthy, Randy Savage. Not like he. The years, you know, like lately.
Yeah.
But just like he looks old now, but he looks like a normal. But only a couple of years ago, because their ratings are going down. He was so big. That's the same with Luger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That show would
be one character to.
You know, they're Sting's friends and. Yeah, that's to show the people under them.
Right, they are.
Next, too, because a lot of guys didn't get booked as a business.
Oh,
yeah. That revolution.
Nitro.
This is the problem with TNA, and I'm telling you what. But this ending really centered me that. because. Some decent name, like this.
So much potential, too.
As a old person, end of the day. That is just Nate. So they're going down. Describe TNA. First, describe, got a point for you. They have so much potential. These X Division guys, great wrestlers like Samoa, even guys who have good, Mojo and decent Ron Killings, Rhino, Christian.
Yes,
but in the end, Jeff Jarrett
popping too,
and it's gonna be fucking with his, you know, like that changes every
all of a sudden.
The when Jeff Jarrett was in there with Sting and his old buddies from WC in 1999, no W that in there, they were like, going out of business.
Or, you know, Jeff Jarrett hates Vince. It's all the people. Who either bring back 3 Hour River joined up with Vince.
This is those impact tapes. Well, he's so stubborn. He thought he was the just that is most popular when he was in the chart, you know, the main.
So basically,
one of the top guys and just like.
About Jeff Jarrett.
That promotion's gonna die because of Jeff Jarrett.
Badly wants to be Triple H.
Yeah. That's the saddest thing.
Either first way.
And that
he wanted to be Stone Cold when Stone Cold was the mid card or doing all the Stone Cold type moves.
No.
He's trying to start running to Triple H.
But you know the thing is? Jeff Jarrett ain't bad. Now it's kind of like, I mean, he's a good, like, he's like a good upper mid, you know, not a bad, I mean, card guy or mid card guy.
Yeah.
But see, he sucks so bad. League. Because Triple H turning face now, he's not even in, as you can tell. If, you know, Triple H will get over.
People in the company actually.
Like, they're wrong.
Just he's just overexpended. He's
amazing. Now he
just doesn't like to let certain people.
Like, he'll be because he ain't bad
to him.
Yeah, but he'll be the one face.
Like,
good,
because that doesn't really let do anything. Because Triple H has an attitude. I remember for the while when I used to watch WWE Triple H matches, blah,
bodyguard pseudo.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I hate for Shawn Michaels
or something
match, and I was like, what the hell? And I was like, dude, you remember that was the SummerSlam
match?
Yeah, I was like, well, then it's just his attitude.
One babyface, and he'll say,
oh, okay, you know,
he's good, and he'll be
no,
fuck.
Well, they
but Jeff,
him.
You think if Jeff Jarrett turned fear for him? Face that anyone will
give a shit.
Never gonna.
No, they're gonna look at him and go, "Who cares?" Sing a country song, and say this.
I mean, people go, "Oh, you know, WWE. There's so much entertainment for that." But that's not him.
On top.
Yeah,
and he was
his wife. What I bet at the shows or anything. His wife does. His fault. He didn't doubt. I'm sure he would write a much different show than
blah blah. Now
this week, I don't know.
Just so it's
code a break, and you watch Raw.
Something new goes on. WWF was
bad. TNA is. I don't know if you watch Raw. TNA. Well, I'll talk about it when we talk about Raw.
Okay.
New show ever.
Oh, man.
So let's talk about quickly for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
This is like the launch on the pay-per-view. Defeated AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels. Someone ran in AMW to him shockingly. But they're going to have a rematch. Team Mexico for the
because
team.
Gail Kim hangs out with Team Canada. They interfere. They timed out the commercial. Canada and Jarrett, which means
AMW though.
I know, but stop.
Yeah, wrestling. All she does is.
That's a recurring theme.
Gail Kim can fucking interfere. Great.
See, it would have been great if TNA would have picked up Alexis Lurie.
Well, they had Alexis.
You know, kept her. Then, like, Gail Kim came in, and then, they like, the women wrestlers. A two-hour show would be perfect. Actually, you know, get a couple.
Fault them for that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they had
three.
Well, I mean, like.
And still, I think, like, it's just.
Hate Vince or Nick?
Fucked up in there.
Yeah. You know what they need to do? They need to sling shows. But Nick.
Fundamental.
Show was 3 hours to full blood. In the low-key reviews were on Nitro. Tons. You against.
I know.
They were at their fucking peak.
When TNT used to go live, it was, like, Nitro from 5 to 8. And then you're now,
beautiful.
And now wrestling.
Yeah, in one night. And that was when WWE was
5 hours.
Something new. Starting to get pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So it was like good wrestling. Yeah. Wow.
It was some stuff all the time.
All around.
It was like pirates and shit.
Are.
Boy, she's actually pretty. So we have Team Mexico Shocker Magna defeated 9, which is good. Alex Shelley, Team Canada, Johnny.
Yeah.
And Eric Young. Oh, but I don't know. Him returning. Why?
Because he hangs out with Team Canada and that's their job.
No, he's with Team. No, I extracted them from the pin outside, and yeah, no, I think he did. Jeff Jarrett and Scott Steiner come out.
Like a 5-star fucking.
They do a similar game as Elite Eight.
He was
really damn good.
Yeah, it's way by Raven, because that when he used to do that.
Oh, no, people know him. I actually skipped that one, going Raven. I don't need to fucking tell them that. Jeff Jarrett and Scott Steiner, they're going to get Sabu. Steiner came out again from the game show with Sting. I guess this week it was Rick Steiner again.
They're going to do Sting.
So, Sting still has no partner 2 weeks before.
They're going to do.
Great build-up. But they would get pay-per-view.
See, if doing games,
yeah.
They, thing, all the way, they think they should. They should have him do straight up, like, Saw. Like, you know.
Dude, because.
All of a sudden, he's like, you know, let's play a game. It's going to be these three guys. And he's bringing, like, three huge wrestlers. Have him be, you know, have him be, like, a creepy game show host. Hey, ha-cha. You're going to have him do a game? Ha-cha, what's going on, guys?
And they have to edit him, too. From the... So let's quickly just keep saying, oh, Homer. Ooh, this guy's in Cobb County. Ooh. He's on probate.
No.
So the main event of that show is Christian Cage depending. So that's ABL. He'll be Alex Shelley. The shows don't look bad. It's just fun.
You see,
the fork is that's cool.
It looked good on yeah. Until that paper. Yeah. 7 minutes for this and 2 minutes.
It's even like, they give them 30.
You only give them like.
Minutes. It's like you watch 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and then you thousands. Commercial fights, team through.
Two.
I don't know what they're doing. It's just awkward. Back before sacrifice. So the last the best teams gang. I heard they cut out, you know, some good promos here. Great match, but I'm sure that the challenge is not a game of the 90s.
Yeah.
Where it's 2006 now, people, not 1999, but you got beat up after.
They should do creepy stuff. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Some time. Abyss to face Stevens. A good match. Hope
these are
great. Jeff Jarrett and Scott Steiner came out. Luger, Bagwell.
Selling to any kind of Scott.
And Rick Steiner were on the ring.
Yeah.
The moment that Jeff Jarrett went down. Yeah, exactly. It's not can do, like, suple. All, no. Right before that week. Sacrifice, you see all those guys in there.
Because that's who I want
to buy, you know.
See, damn it.
So, I guess, you know, Jeff Jarrett ran Friday, May 12th. Like, Savage, Hogan, Nash, and all guys, you know, he won't pick. A bunch of names out. Like, and Sting, out of the blue, picks Samoa Joe. So, you have some Sting.
Awkward.
Oh, Joe and Jeff Jarrett. That's so going that one. Jarrett and Scott's
awkward.
It's just like, unless Samoa trap out of Jeff Joe beast it crying like in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Not Jersey, not Samoa Joe selling for any sort of Jeff Jarrett offense will look bad.
Joe's
out and Lex.
Yeah. Samoa Steiner offense.
Well,
Scott
Steiner and, you know,
Jersey. Yeah.
He so can throw people like Jeff Jarrett.
He can toss people.
Be there. Make sure it's Joe.
That, you know what? That's true.
I don't know. The main event for that show is Rhino, Chris Daniels, and AJ Styles, and Bobby Roode.
But excellent.
Last 2 weeks of Impact in 2000. So the future, Frank, is what are you going to do? So, what else? Act. One more thought about. Oh, yeah. I want to say, I don't remember. We'll talk about that during the Impact and Locked Isles thing, probably. Talk about some. Yes, it's like random wrestling news. There's the BTW show.
Damn right there is.
All of guys. The newer pavilion. BTW title match. Only $10 for a champion.
Yes.
Cruise with more gimmick cool. The versus the Sheik. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Sheik. Well. Kid Khan, a body.
Okay, thank you for. Versus Scott Steiner. Jason Styles versus former Smooth. The hardcore.
That's the big game.
SmackDown superstar Hayes. Hobson Lee versus Mike Silva.
Yes.
What about the next two guys?
Loa versus stuff. Yeah, Kimo.
Yes, the Bows will be there. Kafu will be there. So make sure to check that out.
Yeah, check them out at B,
I believe. Blog. But I'm
trying to see where the show is, the address and all.
And
they might know the Chico Navarro. The address.
Right off of 880, brother.
880,
and
brother.
That is. Yes. Fighter, Dway Bank. Newark, California. This is going to look Texas and stuff. Delaware. The home of
Delaware.
Hold on, but this. Where's the Newark Pavilion in Delaware?
BTW. I'm in
Delaware. Can't move, but at least Saturday, May 6th, of course, we have the first historic show of California. Zulu. You can go to their website at calf.com.
Yes.
And their first inaugural show, and they're crowning a new opening for them. The Big Ugly World. They have Oliver John, Vinny Massaro, first world champion, Bruce Bukkake, I mean, Shibuya, and Adam Thornstone, and many other
superstars. Adam Thornstone for
exciting show. Oh, it's $5 dash Rip Rock, that's for kids under 13, and we'll have a buddy. This would be Thursday, and also on Thursday when you can listen to it, and he'll be at. So, yeah. Fabrizio Verdum versus James. Then, let me quickly former IWB. MMA.
Back away from
it. Sounds like a badass
microphone.
Yes. Walk away. It won't be that. Force is coming to believe. Down June 9th. That's Friday. And I just want to run down some
TWrestling.com.
The guys on there, since we didn't talk about that last show. V. Summon, former Peter from Tough Enough. To Balfour and Kevin Ray. Also Kung Lee. Daniel Paul may know who he is. World champion to UFC.
Yes, I do. He was at BTW.
Yes, he was. Bobby Southworth from the Ultimate. If he talks to him, Josh Thompson, James Irvin, and Gilbert Melendez. All of them. Check that out. And also, Pride of Maya review in Japan and coming on Sync Pride FC tournament live on paper. And we're inviting Championship Wrestling. Ooh, the son of Zulu. Are you a big fan of the son of Zulu? Have no Garazon.
No.
Championship Wrestling. We have Alistair Overeem versus Kazuyuki Fujita.
Yes.
Exciting MVP. That's right. The new Japan World Champion. News real quick. It's wrestler. Mm-hmm. Not a good fighter. A badass wrestler versus Josh Barr. Kuro Kat versus Midowa. Adam Fedor's brother. But it looks like Ender at middle lane. Again. Yoshida versus Nisijima versus Toyosu. So I do that. Kosaka. So not a bad. I don't see the results before. And Mark, can I check it out? Might not.
Yes.
So now talk about. And also the WEC is having a show at West Sims from 6:30, I believe, to 8. And their show's only now, and they're going to have a show in Denver, main event with Mark Kerr and Smashing Machine. Mark Kerr, of course, from the documentary. I think, and I believe, I know HDNet's going to tape it, but I don't know what they're going to air. I don't think Pavilion is live either, so see if we know any E. So, we'll go. So now let's move on to the world information about that. Footage Wrestling Entertainment. Of course, their April rendition of Ash. How do you like the
paper you've watched? And, like,
Backlash.
I mean, it's the first WWE. A year.
Backlash. What was your last pay-per-view before this?
Last year.
The one with Michaels.
Eh, it was our slam. Yes.
How'd you like that? So,
right.
I thought Hogan was really good. Like, best pay-per-view of the year, at least overall.
Afterward, which maybe... That's what I heard. It's an alright pay-per-view. And then, like...
Really?
That's, like, the best WWE pay-per-view I've seen in a long... Oh, wow. Time. And I went...
You didn't like it that much?
I mean, it was good. I mean, don't get me... I don't know. PWG... I've been spoiled, man.
Spoiled from what?
You know, I was going to see Kong, but I was like,
W?
No, from stuff like that, yeah. You know, it's like, so when I, whatever. It was all right. It was good enough.
Okay. So, overall thoughts,
yeah,
okay.
This, I'm like.
Like the backlash.
I mean.
Okay. I thought it was some okay matches, some good matches, and some horrible.
That'd be a very.
You know he is?
Yeah.
It was nothing like Lockdown. Consistently good.
Very good assessment.
Pay-per-view was so...
Yeah, this a ride.
Yeah, Goldust.
It was a roller coaster.
Nah. So first we had... You saw that one, right?
Buffed out, isn't it?
It was the Heat
that
match.
Was bad. I didn't see none of the Heat.
Yeah, it was just a typical match. Yeah, he's... Heat. Conway, can he be Goldust these days? Have you seen Rob Conway? Yeah, Rob Conway.
He's like... I mean,
but he's
looks,
good, though.
Is he
good? Rise, God. Oh, they never give him a chance.
Yeah, okay.
He's
know
part
Rob
of the French
Conway.
Tank.
Yeah, he is good.
More tag team partner.
I remember that.
He's in the gold.
I would confuse him with someone else.
Rene Dupree? I think they sieged him.
That's right.
Silver.
I didn't confuse him. Confuse me about being in the French thing. I thought.
So the first match of the night was for Carlito.
I didn't think.
Defeating Chris Masters. Ric Flair.
On.
That, I mean
okay. Hey, okay. Don't.
What?
I didn't think it was too bad. I've heard Chris Masters.
There.
I honestly watched it, Clint. This is actually a pretty song that, from what I wrote about, especially since I knew it's awful.
I mean, he's not horribly bad. He's not.
But I've heard, like, I mean, the guy who's like, fucking Gene Paul Nelson. Game. And yeah. I don't like.
See, the thing is, Cartoon doesn't even have a consistent. It's not that backcracker.
Really?
He uses, what? Like.
Because, like, I saw in the promo, it's like, oh my god, he's the backcracker.
There's
like,
a problem.
Oh, okay,
they
JBL.
Have no, like, consistent trademark moves except that full master lock.
Carly.
He has his knights. Nelson, he has.
See, been the last time I saw him.
Yeah,
yeah,
he looks
he
bad. Or
look better though.
Great.
Yeah, wrestler in this. Yeah. He's actually doing pretty good, and I was like,
yeah.
Okay, you know, I actually it was a pretty decent. Actually, by Carlito. Whereas the last time I saw him, I didn't. I was like, oh my god, he's
these guys. I think, yeah. What is
why
people matchup not the worst thing bad.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, for young
fucking paper
guys, hopefully they get better. But okay, match.
Yeah.
Okay, opener
was you know
Knots. Manga defeated. They love that. Why do they hate Ric Flair so much?
Well, the more I see Ric, I think Bret Hart's right. Flair, the more I think. Do you remember that old thing, Bret?
I don't think so.
Ric Flair's a joke. Flair does the same fucking spots every match, and how he
was really good.
And how Rick was fucking.
Snitsky.
Yeah, so right now, it's Bret Hart's side of things.
Well, Bret Hart's too, if you want to really want
to. I'm more on. Yeah, but like the way he put it, oh, that he stole a bunch of spots from other wrestlers, and that he uses them every single match.
Wrestler does. The neutered range. What's that
like,
cyber?
You're a big Flair. The stories I heard. I happen to agree with Brett on that. And
seriously,
just make me. But I just.
Especially Ric Flair than Jay Baker.
Oh, isn't?
He was world champion.
Okay, yeah, I will agree with that. You're wrong. I hate the match. It's
see,
a back crack.
No, I mean, the way they're pushing Rey Mysterio right now. Mysterio.
Yeah, I know.
I'd rather see Ric Flair than the neutered Rey Mysterio.
But
not like
yeah,
a two minute.
Yeah, you know what?
Jobbing to Umaga. At
yeah,
least.
It's fucking for.
He
rap,
should not be.
Because yes. The second I saw Umaga, I went, he's not scary. He looks retarded.
You know it's
and nobody cares.
I truly believe before Samoa Joe, you know what they
excellent.
Called the line with TNA in June? They wanted him to go to give him. Oh, I mean, obviously this was the gimmick they were getting. Because you know last year, Umaga yesterday on
something
Rock,
like that?
The Umaga's the smashing machine. The same thing they call Samoa
wait,
well, Joe.
Son of a bitches.
So they call Samoa fucking Samoa Joe the still almost
freaking
and now
Owen Savage or something.
Machine.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, Umaga, I mean, he's not bad. I mean, shit, he's only for 3 minutes. How bad could it be?
You know what? They should pair him up with
so. I mean,
doing his, you know, killer, and they could be a. Oh wait, they already did. A guy like Frank hears me. Provide the Wild Samoans.
Well, in tag, he was already
yeah, the Wild. Except for I know what I'm saying though.
Yeah.
He has the Wild Samoan. Is it any?
No, he was
gimmick.
Yeah, it's
his finisher is actually worse.
I'll put that.
What the? He puts a.
Okay.
Excuse me, Ken Shamrock.
Fuck, that's horrible.
That's awful.
That's.
Being a guy like Ken Shamrock.
Okay, this is why WWE is bad because it's like Chris Masters.
I do. That's what I'm wondering.
They need to fill time.
3 minutes?
I know they're trying. I mean, they need to get a lesson. It's like, man, now.
No.
Popular.
Uh huh.
Because you know UFC right
now. Else. The UFC is blowing up.
Domestic, like, you know, pay per view.
Used to be the kind of.
Size. UFC gets higher right now than WWE. Romania.
UFC.
No, United States.
Well,
except
UFC,
for Russia.
All those, you know, those MMA. The kind of thing that now it's, you had it. Because I remember seeing those, you know, King of the Cage and all that shit.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
I remember you could rent them at Vince. That was a fucking curious. And that's where they were.
You know what's really bad?
Where else?
Yeah.
You saw them shit huge. Now there's reality shows about it. It's all over pay-per-view. It's all over everything.
Yeah. It needs to take, you know.
TV show.
You know, I don't think they should do that. It's supposed to be. Stay, I truly believe.
Yeah.
But I think trying to, like, steer it completely away from UFC.
In the middle of a match.
Like I said, last
like,
month.
Right now, another guy who looks similar. Shamrock, when they had him before, you know, thumb to their throat. Shamrock, my bad. That's,
I mean,
the fuck. Yeah. Point being, you bring Ken Shamrock right now, well, even bringing Frank Shamrock would be hugely over in WWE.
And
well, because then that was
before
he wasn't
yeah.
very really into that kind of thing at the time.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling. That's like, you know, nobody was when it was at its top. You know, when you see guys.
Off the
TNA, they have guys. Like, some guys that's like Joe, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, and all shit. That kind of
should do, like,
thing is over because it's like, oh wow, it's like UFC status.
I wonder if you did the same
stereotype stuff.
And Kurt Angle pay-per-view, and that was really good.
Yeah, like, my friend Nelson, he was a league champion.
See that?
Yeah. He was like, he's all into that kind of thing. He never was into pro wrestling, really. And it was what I was like, they're doing
Paul Ponte.
Doing actual, like, wrestling and shooting moves. And
yeah,
I was like, I know.
The spot real
quick. That's what's over right now. A guy like Frank Shamrock or any of the good. Okay, because those UFC type guys would be over right now in WWE. Need to pull away. They had us cartoon character wrestlers.
That's the thing with TNA
from the 80s.
They need to move towards that and now in.
Yeah.
Bottom, awesome. That's why they have the fucking Asiatic spike. Bucket, like, shit, that's what they're
like,
doing.
Are you telling me, say you're, you know, we're just doing it as, like, a typical American, and you're Samoan. Put in this on.
Defeating Shelton. Yeah.
And you what the fuck, am I a savage?
Yeah.
Like, is this walk around barefoot? Impression of a Samoan person is that you
do I want to go to some yeah like is that
the hell is this
is that still going on in Samoa it's like
duck spears yeah
I don't think that's happening
yeah Samoa especially that nuts. That she,
yes.
It's like you can't do the whole fucking
thing that
yeah way pings anymore
I mean I don't know WWE's gone
so now when you have
bend popping her
yeah and it was just
Stratus breaking her socket. Did you what about the Trister I want you to catch she yeah. Beat Mickey James by DQ but had to go right
I mean we're showing him TNA and
how she broke her well not popped out her shoulder I guess Trish Stratus
I don't really remember remember how okay I was kind of like
so I had to it was broke, I think they had a typical 10 count in the corner Mickey James kind of flipped her over so she flips right out of the ring planted her arm
yeah
and stalker Trish
yeah I remember just, seeing that whoop! Going what the fuck did she just do
out of socket
yeah
what's up
hold on I'm trying
and I believe she's gonna be out for 6 weeks they popped yeah. It
what are
she popped it
what is Mickey James
arm like on the ring ape
gimmick because I haven't been watching this
she's kind of like
oh, Frank or Ken because I heard Jim Ross say I'll say
good she's
like dude why is completely moderate herself after Trish? You know, slur on her own. And I was like yeah. Thinking if that was so, thank that, God, I was going to get mad. Because I was going to be, are they never,
anywhere.
America's putting anyone over. Like, you know yeah. What I mean? Like, I thought that, okay, Luke comes in. But apparently they're not. No. She is a good wrestler.
Gimmick, so that makes sense.
Okay, good.
So they had RV Benjamin to win the
and you go.
AC title.
Yeah.
The Money in the Bank was also online. The B wants to be exact. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, right out Shelton Benjamin, the team angle.
Yeah, it's
right when they was like, wow, you know, though, I don't forget him and Charlie Haas, actually, both
yeah.
Really, really good wrestling guys could do really good.
Yeah, I think.
And I was like, wow, both. Yeah. And Shelton Benjamin is doing great.
I think,
singles thing.
I think it's good. It was, I mean, it wasn't like, oh my God, he got a solid match. Yeah. Hopefully, the BCW one night to watch this match, but it's rumored to be RVD in the main event and for the world title. Pushing, hopefully,
yeah,
they're pushing well until there, but, you know,
that's what I'm
losing tomorrow.
With, and with,
he'll
basically.
So,
with point. Yeah, yeah.
Back in place, but
who was that? There was a guy that guy who interviewed. Was it the guy who interviewed? Okay, I meant to talk about this. The came out. So this angered me.
Talk.
The guy who not who interviewed who introduced Umaga.
Oh, Armando Alejandro. That one's like
okay.
He's cool.
Yet another type.
But it,
Stratus and yeah. I went a damn serious. But he can't fucking speak Spanish. He sucks at it. He's right. He's like I can tell. I'm a Portuguese person and I'm Spanish going. He speaks awful fucking Spanish. He's stuttering, not even clear. You're listening to his Spanish. And it appeared the first line. He didn't even know if he was on TV. So we replace. Kind of audio difficulty.
He's not bad, but I mean, I can at least imagine. At least it's in the range. He's like from Cuba like that.
If you're going to do the Cuban.
Like stability.
Yeah.
Like Cuban Umaga, angle. Sort of possible. I could see no one like
but,
that.
But if you're going to do the whole.
And pirates. But Umaga. Imagine maybe some.
Angle and shit.
He should be better, yeah.
He should be able to speak fucking ghetto, duh,
things about
the,
it.
Yo, he knows what he's saying. Spanish. Not even knowing, I don't even know. I was like, oh my, like, God.
I don't know, but I do like Osama. I know he had some, or, you know, Osama,
thing,
I heard a lot of his OVW.
Segwaying.
Sure.
Jane, this chick, they have doing interviews.
Maria?
It's fucking annoying.
She's.
I know, but it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be stupid, though.
And yeah. Forced. It doesn't come off as like.
Remember she said.
Stupid. It's like, this chick is trying really hard to look stupid.
Yeah. She messed up.
That chick.
The thing is, too.
Yeah. She said that Masters won the first match.
Because here's the thing is, she, though. Yeah. Stupid, so maybe that. I don't know. I believe.
No,
I don't know. But she's good looking, though.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's good looking there, WWE. But I'm not sure.
No.
But they don't pick the ugly ones.
Yeah. Hold on, where is it?
Next match, the infamous.
Where's the. Which part in the show. Show up with Maria?
I think that was beginning part. The one we were talking.
Because, wow, does that
name. She messes
yeah.
up. Then Lita came out in wrestling. And then all
Lita, after all of her years, cut a fucking promo and still cannot. It was awful.
Wasn't that?
It was like oh, and
she's much better now.
It was like, dude,
she can cut
really because boring. No one gave a shit. One
okay,
was
maybe
it.
Not great promos, but
so long to spit out bored. It took her. So, she was trying to say too. I was like, it's like I just wanted her to leave. I wanted her to leave.
The bad. Ever since she's been with Edge, it's a good
screen.
Her promo was decent. I think this. pairing.
And then, like,
been with Edge, they've been
deep. Like, the stupid chick was supposed to make the joke about it all the time.
Yeah,
but she didn't,
just bad these days.
Leaving her mouth open. Sentence when she butted it in so it didn't be as it should have been.
Yeah.
It was just,
Well, money invested. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Let Lita finish her.
Next was The Big Show versus Kane. This, Dun-dun. How'd you like the no ending?
Who
guess it was a match.
Who wrote this? Spoiler thing.
I was supposed to. I think where I got this from.
No, it can't be WWE because they're saying this was horrible.
I got these spoilers. However, it's a slight about where she messes up. They want to get him somewhere. Figure four
fucking
weekly.
Kudos to him for.
What, you think of this stuff, but good?
No, but those first.
So someone was going to write it.
Matches were the first two matches. The first two were the match with the stupid sentences. Jesus, so to speak, this was horrible. It was a storyline and a shitty fit. Sum it up. Sweet.
Please close to it. It's
okay.
Do you listen?
Oh, yeah,
I'm on Figure Four Online.
No, I don't.
It's probably really crazy. Really shit. Good.
Okay.
At least because he has two free podcasts. One on Friday, podcast. One on Tuesday. Pretty good. I would say it's
doesn't seem anywhere near as.
That's the Divas Four Online. But yeah, I mean, like
Lita
said, it was no ending. But even before the ending,
no. Looking at it,
was it any good?
An awful match. I sat there. I was fast forwarded. It was watched like a minute more. Fast forwarded. That's basically what I did the whole match.
I watched the whole thing. But it's ridiculous. 3 stars. I mean, I wouldn't be, like, negative to put it, but it was like, oh, before the finish, it was a -3 stars. That finish was horrible. Angle, it's good because they're getting over the start date of his movie, May 19th. How do we hear, well, if you didn't watch pay-per-view, Kane, Big Chris Masters, Matthew, you know, suddenly the arena goes dark, red, and you hear Kane's voice, but he's not speaking, say, May 19th. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, which I was...
The announcers can't even fucking explain it. Talk about that, Jim. Like, this is announcing. They didn't have Joey Styles announced today.
Ross.
I don't Raw recap.
As you know, I just like.
I don't like Jim. We'll get to that on. This is a good man. He did good announcing.
I just don't.
These are doing with Styles a little bit. With that Tyson, he did it.
Really?
I mean, they've another been for his, Joey Styles is doing late. You know, is, you know.
I don't know if it annoys me.
With eyes!
When
to do that, though.
And commentators either A. Don't call them.
But that's the...
When moves. See, that's what bugs me.
Yeah.
That's what bugs me. I moves, and I want to... Seriously.
Yeah.
That's I want to see them call... I don't know. Do it, like, more... Yeah. Like, see them... When I see a women's match...
Yeah.
Or Jerry Lawler...
Kind of, I think... What,
I don't want to see how hot it is throughout the match. I don't... It's a fucking...
Sports entertainment.
Wrestling show. And I am... And that is one thing that just bugs
me. WWE is not wrestling.
I want to see that. You know why? To this day.
Brother.
Yeah,
brother.
Exactly. It's the E.
G-G-G-G.
And it's much like the beginning.
But he likes it.
Drug E.
Yeah.
Feel good at sometimes, but you know what? Overall, you're fucking yourself.
My feet get cold.
Yes. Like...
Yes, it was. I still don't move your sleeve, though. Yeah. But, like I said...
This one. It's a good episode. Rock on.
Before I watch this pay-per-view... I actually watched it. It's like, I'll just get it for my friend. I'm not going to order this. But one out came. Loudspeaker said May 9th. Like I said, the lights off because his voice over the game. Big Show was just hitting him with the chair, and that was it.
And nobody cared.
Yeah. McMahon and Shane had some. So, agent, I guess. McMahon cut a promo backstage. Fish and some bread, and he threw the bread and more fish. But fish, and then.
Awful. Awful segment.
So it was
exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, Vince McMahon managed to become worse at promo.
No, he cuts great promo.
Those were bad.
And bread came out.
Bad.
But like, the topics are stupid. That's why.
Yeah. Well. But
oh, he can go
to be. Maybe that's it. But he's running things. Stupid crap like that happens.
Get through your head, bro.
He doesn't need to have
stupid crap,
which is what is annoying. If he just kept things useful,
the Alvarez stuff
was just a dickhead of a boss.
But that
know,
gets old.
You know. Then he was.
He's old now.
Bad. Then he was good. Now he's just playing crazy. And stupid.
I get the membership thing.
And it just seems cheap.
What are you going to do? Yeah. But of course, and then afterward, man had a butt. It turned into wine.
No, he walked on water.
He didn't get the prompt. He just walked on water, but you didn't notice that. Of holy mackerel.
But.
Whole thing where a bunch of. I don't know. The fish was flying out. Shane, when Vince walked off stage, Shane, Candace, Michelle turned into wine. And, I got dad, I got to talk to you.
Oh,
you missed that one. You probably fast.
That
See, that's why. Like, oh, Vince hey, McMahon had a bottle.
Oh no, I got the.
No,
inside. Yeah. You know, just like
God has, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess what was it? Oh, Vince, you know, Vince and Sean versus Shane. Oh, but Vince with Chris was in his water bottle. Also, was doing sleepless tonight. He was doing sleepless.
Yeah.
He cured her laryngitis.
Some garbage.
The divas. This,
yeah.
Something. Man, McMahon's like 6 years old and he's still making out. Awesome. No. More So it was Vince McMahon versus Shane McMahon of Shawn Michaels and Shane McMahon.
Yes.
And God had to do the JOB. Oh, he God. He had pinned, but he had to lose.
Yeah.
Didn't work the main event. But first, and then Shane went to the ring and they called out God. And Vince stopped. And it was just a big spotlight just moving down the ramp.
Holy
music. And then
music.
The holy music. And said he wants God.
Which I will admit.
Jiggy. So they had fun. Some of the stuff, some funky music and the light spotlight was moving back and forth.
Funny part though.
With it.
Didn't make me laugh out. Was the funny part was when he told the referee to check God.
Yeah.
It actually made me
get quarter.
That was funny. That loud.
It was.
Yeah.
That's funny.
A little like, haha, you know. And then, of course, he slapped the referee right in the face. What was going on?
And then, of course, you know, Vince said, I don't care if the, you know, he's good because I don't want
to. Hold by.
Well, let's see Vince Russell. Whatever.
No. Yeah.
And so, you know, they had an okay, hard, typical. Now Michaels towards the match. Can't have a bad match, so.
Yeah.
So, Shane was going to have decent, you know, Michaels. Shane and Vince are on tables. And huge ladder. Fifth ladder. And he brought this into the ring and was going to jump off the ladder.
Giant spot.
15-foot ladder. And all of a sudden, he jumped out on the outside. Steve Plunge's Spirit Squad was like, he was just doing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there, you know. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell is he commands Squad of Spirit? Dun, dun, dun. The Upsy Day.
Yeah.
So they came in there and they did.
Yes. Yeah, that was actually.
On to Shawn Michaels on the table. One. Oh, he always says, so, like, wow. Vince, what are you going to do? But a main event, probably or hate me, an awesome main event, the best John Cena match I've ever seen.
Notice you haven't been getting the beginning too. They even said like,
"Oh, go ahead."
They even acknowledge it.
So it's like, you know,
John Cena. They're like, "Yeah." So
of course, going into the Machang, God had to do the job.
Yeah. I know that. I was like,
yeah,
"Wow."
Man, he always
amazed.
He's like, "I'm like AI. You can love me."
Nice promo.
But I fight for the people who love me. Bang. What's that?
Oh, really?
Whatever.
Okay, yeah. But no, in the criticism, because college, like, they asked, wow, well, I was surprised.
Well, he's working with Edge and Hunter.
Flash off the top.
Umaga.
You know, he did the rope, you know.
Yeah. See, when he wrestles,
he's doing new things.
But, of course, Cena beat Triple H. Good match.
Plays to the Jarrett.
H and Edge.
But in the end, Triple
H. No, that was Stone Cold.
No, that was the Jarrett.
Jarrett trying to be like, oh, well, though. I mean, no, that was the.
Either way, it was the Jarrett, I assume.
He pulled.
I mean, he beat the crap
on Cole.
Okay, well, he put up both of them and was left standing.
Yes. They're trying to put the big
5-minute intro.
You know.
And Triple H is still doing the.
Oh, face now, so. Yeah, yeah. I like his new music, though. He uses it in the app.
Yeah. Looks.
True.
Yeah. He's very conscious of how his fucking mouth be perfectly clear.
I think he's a.
Like, when he leaves the ring. He does not wipe that blood off of his face.
No.
His eyes, like, going in his nose, and he does not put it away. Because he could easily, he wants that image of him standing over the crowd, covering his face.
Yeah.
Even wipe with blood, wipe his face, and he'll be able to, but he does not want, like, to do that. Like, and I noticed that
he
looked like a badass.
The NWA 80s, where
every
fucking match had, like, a gig. And he got the gig at Big Mark.
Yeah, on the Spanish announcement.
Flip. What do they call that? Not a monkey flip. Something that's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The monster turnbuckled Edge.
Yeah.
The whole time, I think he was the monkey. Great match. I mean...
Nasty DDT.
Turnbuckle. Edge was a triple edge. He's just pouring like... So...
Yeah.
Gross. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
What a unit. It's like right on that, too. But overall, I said... I don't know if you would buy the... Maybe... I don't know if you can pay $10 to play... Or you can you can just watch pay-per-view. He does this cool thing for a week on WWE.com.
Mm.
It's worth $10. I mean, if you didn't watch the pay-per-view, but I'll just watch that match. You know, get maybe used or something. Just go out of your way to review, so watch the whole show, maybe just the main event. So, since Paul didn't watch, they're a GM. I'll quickly go over Raw. Spirit Squad helped out Vince McMahon, face Cena on the main. And so Kenny, the 20-year-old of the Spirit Squad, 20-year-old Phenom event. And they announced Triple H. Even Triple H is going to be the infamous. He looks like now with Vince McMahon, so. Of, H is the ref. So, you know, the star face turn of Triple H.
Yes.
You had the first Wilson and Maria. They didn't even have an opening promo for once. That victims versus Tori. So, Tori and Mickey Jane. Great way to start a wrestling show that can't wrestle.
First of all, I hate the fucking WWE diva.
Wrestlers are there not?
Divas. Deep started. This
I don't mind.
Ever since it is
with Divas Wrestling,
it's always annoyed. Why do you have to give a name to them? Like,
well, that's how the superstars.
Yeah, but that makes sense. A Divas.
I bet you some of these
is a woman who
they want them to sing. Well, some can sing better than well these can wrestle.
Oh yeah. Okay. First of all, I see that Maria.
Yeah, Maria. It was
Tori. I thought it was a Tria's in the match.
They're not really trained to wrestle.
Wait, it's Trish. Oh,
no,
geez.
Kree and Tori who both.
Christ. That's even
it
worse.
Was Tori Wilson and.
Kree and Maria should not have been.
Who's the other chick? Mickey James. Okay. Maria.
So Tori should have been Victoria versus Mickey James. That match.
Yeah, but they're both heels though.
And that would have been a
Mickey, I think.
It's a match.
But that's the only wrestlers they got. It's just only people who are actually trained and can wrestle is Trish, Victoria, and Mickey.
It was, but you know they had to.
With James, that's
yeah,
it.
Molly Holly.
She quit, I think.
She quit? Well,
actually, something.
Could you fucking blame her?
No, but.
Bald. She shaved her ass, fuck.
I heard. She didn't mind that too much.
Well.
Spirit Squad members.
Either way, they either were taking her down over and over again.
The other. Then they had Russell, so it was Johnny, Mickey, Mike versus you.
That would have been.
Ian, Goldust, and Snitsky. They beat him, Spirit Squad.
No. Well, if one of them was a
fan. Nothing exciting.
Snitsky.
Trish, the feud. That's going to be. You want to pick the. The average people. And, you know, and I guess Matt Stryker beat up Eugene, so we're gonna add up that. Michaels was named. I'm the referee for Kane and Rob Conway, and this Shawn Michaels ref. And so, Mike Spirit Squad named May 19th. Came out to referee my shirt that said the match. Conway came out. He gave Conway the shirt on him because he had the low blow and put Conway. Pretty much a squash. May 19th. Shirt. So Kane beat up.
Yes.
What about? I mean, you probably have more movie than I am, of course. Buff. The new movie. Does it look cool? I mean, what do you think about Kane? I'm not a horror guy, so.
It's good. It's gonna be. I mean, what else can it be? It's not gonna be. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's gonna be good. Isn't it a porn director doing it or something? Yeah. It's so awful. It'll be a good movie. It'll probably be. Says that it's either that it's just cliche. The shit's so bad, it's funny, because that's the only way it's gonna be snacks. No way it's gonna.
No, the one in space. Chase.
Yeah, the one in space. It's like you could tell that. Have you ever seen Jake went through the whole movie going? So we might. What I'm hoping is this is gonna be an awful of it. Make it funny. That's what they did. Trying to pull this off as being a serious movie and just have it be a total joke. Like, if they're, it's either like if it's to the point where it's just it's that it's funny. It's just gonna. There's no way it's gonna be good. That's already off the table. I'm telling you right now.
The eyes.
And if they do that,
Tony Atlas.
Fucking miserably, it's ridiculous. Think failing so far. God help them, because.
No, apparently not, because they had to do the job.
Yeah, that's right, I forgot. God's not in their corner.
God now.
Wait. So
McMahon's a guy.
Films or whatever?
Yes.
Because that everything else in extracurricular is always. All these things have ideas try to do with Bodybuilding Federation, the XFL.
God, I go pro. Of course.
All these things have worked out.
Yeah.
You know, either.
No.
For everyone. Oh, and they didn't lose any money on it.
Well, good luck.
They were very profitable.
Umaga fought Roy Fox. Let's see if you remember. Do you remember Roy Fox?
Familiar.
That documentary?
I don't remember.
TV.
This is by WWE.
He was in that documentary. The guy with the.
Or.
HWA in Cincinnati.
Oh, what? Trying to be good, and oh my god.
His debut in that, and he was the guy who made, I want to be a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
Just hiding
away from myself.
From himself so he doesn't spend it.
Yeah.
Tony Atlas. WWE Hall of
Fame. I don't know where.
So Roy Fox was the guy at the very end. The crazy guy with the eyes, who is, you know, pot in his, who was trained.
1 minute and 30.
Yeah. I know it's a hotel. I've been around the block a few times.
And Umaga won it. Really, they're trying to
call a squash match.
So
it was a which yeah this is the night they call him the Samoan submission machine smashing yeah so I guess oh, no
this fucking original
she had a machine I'm oh, sorry course. After that a promo with god there's so many promos like halfway like bored after an
yeah
show I was
I don't watch the WWE
like usually I watch
people wonder which,
I'm not home on Mondays I usually work but so I watched it live you know I can watch it at, today I was home after an hour I was just work because I can do other, it's like ugh. Stuff. I can fast forward through commercials, but so they had a cutting to Sangle from a month. Yikes! Edge interviewing Mick Foley, bringing up by the, and basically they're gonna have a match next week, which would be really WrestleMania rematch. Gonna have it on free TV, ECW. So that's pretty much thing, you know. I guess Mick Foley's gonna wrestle on there, so maybe they're building shit. The next match was supposed to be a master between, I believe, RVD and Chris Masters. Bishan to beat up Lock Challenge. One really good guy. And he the Master Lock. Carlito ran. Spirit Squad made attack. JRVD while it was a team match.
Excellent.
Not a bad. It was short.
JRVD. Well, we got at least.
Charlie Haas ran there to distract. So Carlito in a tag team match, you know. Shelton Benjamin.
One good guy.
Like, Joey Styles. And he's like, yeah, it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's a Spirit Squad. What can you do? Mint backstage. Left. Spirit Squad called. Can't see. Smash. Joey Styles. Interesting. So they go backstage and they're telling him, unique styles. Kenny! More spirit, Joyce. And your winner is E. You need to practice. You know, he tried the match. It's like, oh, he said, well, Joey, you don't have enough spirit. You need more. You don't. Work from day spirit if you leader's outfit next week.
Hmm.
So it's like, sake.
Steam?
Yeah. Oh, for fuck Styles. They got a commercial after that. So, and Jerry Lawler goes on the house mic. Joey Styles, I want you to put the spirit, Joey. And says, Joey. And the new WWE Champion, Kenny! And we just call the wrestling, you know, so it's like, Joey's like, man, oh no, no, Joey, you know, if this was ECW, you would have more spirit. I think it's Hack. It's ECW, I wouldn't be working with a hack like you.
It's gotta be Hack. It's-
and then he's like, oh yeah, more, you know, more, just your line, more spirit.
Who did you say that to?
Jerry Lawler.
Paul-
the king? And then he looks, king.
Yeah, it's a fucking hack.
Come on, I'm getting it. And then he goes, either have to say, hack or hat. I couldn't understand it. Either-
because he's a hack.
Yes. Joey, and then Joey backstage with one arm. He's like, yeah, Joey, more spirit. Pushes him again with both. You're getting it.
Thank you.
He arms like, yeah, just slaps Jerry Lawler. And Jerry Lawler goes, you stupid idiot. And just pie face him. I was run off. In the face. Commercial. They go to a commercial or what. So Joey, you know, Styles runs off. They go to commercial. Come back from Crypto now. Apologizing to Ribbon Limited. I apologize to the family Styles.
Excellent.
Okay, you know, during. Why don't you come back, Joey Styles? And Joey Styles. Jerry back. I was like, you know what? On the backstage. I'm not coming. You know, to the dollar he comes out. Awesome promo about, you know what? I won. I cheated. I didn't want this job. WWE called me. Fired Jim Ross. I'm not doing. Because they fought. They've been telling me. They don't. They want me to be a. Sponsor storytelling, entertain. Want me to call the moves?
Excellent.
Insulting to the. They don't want me to further the employers that actually do these moves, not even call them. Well, I find this just to tell stoic athletes. I can't say the word wrestler as a pro superstar and say human contact, and I can't even.
Yeah.
All the damn moves and da 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 of the decent yeah. The booger, frankly. And if TNA speech, as Joey TNA was on Quiet Styles did, on WWE television, they would have a nice plug, but they don't have Joey Styles. Sports entertainment.
That's another.
So Joey Styles goes, you know what? I'm tired. Boogers. And I'm thinking to myself, because of course, Eugene had the booger thing on Backlash.
Oh, yeah.
You know, teach the diva cheerleaders, divas and dishy stars, the male owner, making out with the expecting god, the I quit, and he walked off stage. Back.
Yes!
He's gonna probably go, they're probably gonna bring Jim Ross. Oh, and then, of course, Style goes, you know what? Now, get off of wrestling. In the file now, they made me get Jim Ross do it. He's like, off Backlash. Backlash? I'm a lash. Back. Like, you know what? I call me live pay-per-view.
Nice.
By myself. No one else has done it after me. Over. So, hold, you know, East for me and da-da-da. So, it was awesome.
I like it. I like it.
Like, that's how sad what's wrong with the WTNA is. TNA can't even express it's like express what Joey Styles, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's can do.
It's like, you know, I'm sure this ECW thing would get, you know, their leg. Like, that's how sad.
Fuck.
They had know what TNA is. That Joey Styles said how sad that it should be the motto of TNA, and they won't
take Anthem, or, oh, I'd rather hear the Canadian, rather not hear that jabs like that than the Canadian. You know, that's stupid. No.
I'm sure. They
need to bring in. God damn it. That's what they need to do, man.
And it's just ridiculous. So the stadium was here. Then was some bullshit. It was like, dude, that was like the best promo.
I know.
After that, I'm inspired.
Highlight.
I think after watching the Joey Styles promo, I was so like, wow. So, down TNA. Then was Kenny and C.
Spoiler.
It's like, I don't know. But the main. So William Regal and Triple H was referee. And
woo!
Nothing more you need to know about that. But Joey Styles,
yeah, that's the.
It's like, wow, that's got an awesome promo
of WWE television in probably a long time.
Yes, exactly. So I forgot. I got. They're really not spoilers. Dun dun dun.
Do do do.
Could go any Velocity versus SmackDown.
go to Velocity.
Awesome.
So first Velocity.
Replaced by the new ECW. Yes, exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah. So Vaughn, what a tag team. V2A.
Because, you know, he's...
Whatever you're going to do. Bobby Burchill. Ooh. That's good. Putting over Paul Burchill well. So he could be in...
Yeah.
Actually, beat
I really wouldn't have liked to
believe Developmental. Not Developmental, just another. Gregory Helms, TJ Dalton, defeated another, another guy. Oh, Mexico.
Excellent.
That's from TNA. Orlando Jordan, the main event of Velocity. Seeing a lot of download. And Matt Hardy defeated...
I'm really glad Matt Hardy took the higher
purse. He's great. Guys from HW.
Paycheck. I'm getting pushed.
That's great. Over. Road Warrior beat play champion Velocity. Yes. Good luck, Matt Hardy.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
The king of the fucking...
Which would have been Jin feud in wow. TNA. Like, perfect. Chris...
Nah, you don't need... Matt Hardy's not good enough.
Fucking... Oh, no.
So, I heard Matt Hardy might go to the with Eminem, so stick him in there.
Good.
Maybe he'll job in the... Like, ECW...
Maybe something.
Of ECW.
Oh, my God.
Before W Light kill herself and open up with Raven.
Sugar-free ECW.
So, Smack, he's losing to, like, Road... Yes, Stereo and JBL talking. They're going to make Judgment Day in May. And JBL says he's going to fight Mark Henry in the main event. Mark Henry, yes. Well, that's going to get assumed on title. Booker T over Gunnar Scott. This was a decent match.
Hardcore.
Brian Kendrick and Paul Vint.
Paul Londoner on SmackDown. Ooh.
I guess. There's some good money. Got jumped by matches. For Brian Kendrick.
Surprised Brian Kendrick.
Last month. I've never seen him on SmackDown. But they've been on, like, distinguished. Weird. It's like a...
Yes. That actually sounds like a decent fucking...
SmackDown, it's ECW. They might
feud.
At least Brian Kendrick. In the brands. SmackDown has, like, the quick... mixing with the Pirates, Boogie Michelin, good wrestlers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the great wacky gimmick. Khalees and... You know who the great Khali is?
Who?
You don't know about this? Right?
No. Shut up. No!
The Lip Sync. Yeah. The great Khali.
Wow.
At the promos, and he came
to India after.
He didn't speak English.
So he's allowed to marry.
The Undertaker, like, they let him come.
He kind of went back to.
No, I don't think. What do you mean? Not for that. He was in the longest yard.
Okay.
But,
I don't know, but.
He's been fine. I mean, a month ago. Doing now. I watched this line. They're doing the 90s. Vignettes for Tatanka. It's like, why?
Hold on.
Last week on SmackDown. I told you what they're talking about.
I know, but that lasted.
He signed a real check with them.
Holy fuck!
Like this is like.
And he's still there.
And Fit Finley took a first debut or 91 or whatever. Places like they're in the Indian reservations. I mean, Tonka coming back. It's like what the hell?
Stereotype alert.
1991 to. So what are you gonna do? Ever? Not first round or quarterfinal. That should be good match. King of the Ring. Sylvain defeated Sky to Hell. Oh, then so
wait.
Wow, what the hell? Hadi and Funaki. You know the Gemini are. Gemini defeated Sky.
No.
The Johnsons.
Who? Fucking.
Oh, yeah. The big penises they had in TNA.
Okay.
Even now they got a job.
Oh, with Simon Dean.
He's
their manager. That's good. Cause...
Yes, it's their manager. They're like, no. Not compared to those penises can
wasn't a good wrestler. Nova wasn't like, you know, one of the most exciting wrestlers in he better fucking know. As no CW.
Not at all. As Simon Dean. Kid Cash and super
freaking Nova, man.
They had a match with Nunzio, Cruiserweight contender. Ooh, I remember something now. Khali Mup. He defeated all of them.
That's hilarious.
Undertaker, how he beat him. And the great, you know what he did? He got chopped to the head.
Dude. I've shook in the guy's hand before. He's fucking huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge, man. He's like legitimately
bad. Because, you know, at least in TNA, there's ways like they do here.
Yeah.
But they might start burying they don't bury the creed or, you know, just down in TNA. I forgot to mention this. So this is what I believe I read this in Meltzer's. But last week on TNA, they previewed and Deep Shelley with Kevin Nash. You hear what Kevin Nash wants you camped out to do? And I think they taped this. He's the Vision. Styles and put him over, bury the X, and he wants to wrestle AJ, but still, he's gonna bury them. I hear on TV. Good, that's gonna put. That's. Start talking to me for. So that the X Division.
Hate the world. They just threw up.
And you were so good. Good luck. Asses in seat and half over here,
dude.
That's what I hear. He's gonna
suck. Jesus, what is wrong with these people?
And then you're gonna Mark Henry defeat It's even more.
There you go.
Talk about TNA before JBL in their arenas a little bit. So, you know, I heard JBL is going to go over it. There's two. You know, in their title match, how much judgment. This is the problem with Rey Mysterio. And the problem with Rey Mysterio is, I heard he's even getting booed. Like,
in my mouth a little. Yeah, he's not like.
The thing is, Rey Mysterio now, he's not the old bunch of moves. I think I read that in the mail. Old Rey Mysterio, we can do.
Oh my god, he's amazing.
He's like a little big kid. I swear to god, because. Yeah. He still fucking cheered Eddie. Like, last year with this whole Eddie, his kid and stuff, character is. He looked totally bad. Eddie Guerrero took his kid and they stoned it. It
was amazing. Like,
and now they're Mysterio because.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need to push Mysterio to the moon if they can get in the title. Now it's like, out of No Way Out.
Yeah.
Not like Randy Orton beat him for his title. He just got put in the, you know. Like a little kid. Oh, you messed up. Here you go. You know what I mean? I'll give you the title, Matt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, oh, thanks. Just like, yeah. Here you go.
It's not like in, you know, WCW when he was he wasn't even a young wrestler and stuff, and he was like the underdog.
Yeah.
He was only the underdog guy, and he did amazing stuff when he faced really big. What I hope faced, you know, Jared. Dog.
Yeah.
He wasn't an underdog. Cruiserweight wrestler.
So,
if he buried because
I don't know.
Opponents.
Yeah.
Like, when he stopped doing with the X Division, it was just, you know.
They interviewed Kevin Nash. He's going to bet Jay over. But
X Division, I'm going to be fucking mad.
And the thing, you know, I want to put a.
Which is.
Is, you know, he's gonna say, oh, people are gonna remember that. People like Kevin.
Well, there's a difference. What I want to do with AJ is not in the X Division, the mentor. AJ is not AJ to be a main. So basically, you're gonna
even
shit
if
Daniels,
Chris
like,
Sabin,
Sabin, Petey Williams, all those kinds of guys like W didn't do that. Sanjay Dutt, shit on. All of them.
Welcome.
Guys are gonna get shit on.
TNA. There's no hope.
Even WWE.
Well,
like,
no.
Not like the entire fucking group.
They didn't have to.
It's like that. But. No. I mean, like, they still
even,
had,
even
like,
Bret Hart ran into it one time where he beat up Hooven to beat up the Cruiserweight. I remember I went to a Thunder, another guy.
Right. Oh, wow, that's right. Yeah.
And it's like, dude.
But at least, but for a while they didn't. Was they had the, yeah. It was the giant. All
no.
They ever did, had it was an actual match versus, like, when they had six Cruiserweights where he just, like, and they were in the main Cruiser. Guys, no one ever even, the good thing was they didn't do some random luchadors seen before some power plates. They
yeah.
Picked, like, guys, which to me makes more sense.
Yeah.
Rather than against, like, shit yeah. Of all them. Well, go in there up and walk, and, you know what I mean? And then having him beat the
horse. In a minute one time.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know what.
Yeah. But there's no need to put.
Yeah.
He have a Nash and go, oh,
you know why?
He's
they signed to a big contract.
He's already over. When people see Nash over, it's Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
You know, when you see a guy, you gotta like Samoa Joe, you don't know who the hell he is, so you gotta freaking, you gotta give him victory. We push him. That's the way it is. Seem tough. People already know Kevin Nash, tough guy. They already know it.
So, yeah. Good rings drop.
Nash is a big.
So, yeah.
Head out their asses. I know what they need to do.
I don't know. I'm so.
You know what?
Rich more Ring of Honor.
Yeah. PWG.
I need to watch.
G.
I spend way too much money on buying Ring to watch more of that. Yeah, but you
would
know, Ring of Honor stuff. So.
Was on television.
Watch.
Do well.
So
God,
watch
I think, but I would enjoy getting to see them for free.
Yes, exactly.
Basically why I'm so.
Let's wrap this up.
That's
yeah, so what are you going to do? But yeah, I've been on for about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yes!
So, Russell Mix, longest one ever. But let's plug the email, hotmail.com. What are you going to do? We have MySpace at .com/.
It's a slash.
It's MySpace. Could be wrong.
Or forward slash. It's really inept. The one right after the HTTP colon.
Yeah. It's just Russell Mix. So,
you know. You can paste one of them.
It's yes. Okay. But let's plug the
word.
Music, if you want to, real quick, Paul.
Once again, that was Fallen Up. UP all one.
Exactly.
FALLN. San Jose, California. Check them out on Fallen Up. MySpace site, and like I already said, they got a show to Johnny V's. You can
yeah.
On their MySpace.com/ get more information.
This Thursday night.
This Thursday, Wednesday. That was this is on Thursday. Tomorrow.
Hopefully. It's 1 o'clock in the morning right now. I'll be home.
Unless you don't live in
California. We're going to bed, but I don't think tonight.
Okay.
Hopefully be on Wednesday.
Tonight, so.
I was
tonight, my friends.
Tonight.
Out and check it out, I'm warning you. Go run.
Then you should fly.
Then you should fly.
Chart. Go watch wrestling, May. Starter card.
Got it.
California Championship.
Record some new music.
Watch that. Go watch
soon, too. So
wrestling this Saturday night. Yes, it'll be on. You'll hear it first on this podcast. Yeah. That was a horrible podcast.
Wrestle,
have an interview with Buddy Sotelo. He's held out for a championship run. Mention that the Alameda running right now, the Alameda Fair. I don't really even have to look out for that. County Fairgrounds. Yeah. Plug, last plug. And of course, tomorrow, the Kentucky.
Yes, Alameda County Fairgrounds. Alameda
County. Pleasanton County. Champion, California. For championship wrestling. They're going to crown a new heavyweight. Luis Costa. Thus, I guess, Thursday. Hopefully, you guys can hear. So, great.
And I'm full.
We're signing off. Hold on. Here at the WrestleMix podcast.
WrestleMix.com.
Hold on. This is the second time we skipped over something. We skipped over something doing this podcast. I thought we took a podcast.
We did.
How did that come up? Miz, the last person. Because it wasn't the sport.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Well, we talked about the Miz because we talked about his new catchphrase.
Hoorah!
So what? Hoorah! In the morning, I just wanted to
what
say hoorah.
Jackass.
So, yeah.
We're like at a number.
Miz, if you're listening, hoorah.
For friend on
so,
the phone who just know how to hang up.
Yes. WrestleMix podcast, smix.com. So that is it for the week.
Yes.
At Rob, thank you very much. I just wanted to bring that up for listening to us.
Hoorah!
Hoorah!